Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to unlock the combination to your life's true potential.
Living Out Loud
with Dr. Frieda Birnbaum. Dr. Birnbaum is a research psychologist, psychoanalyst, and author of What Price Power? An in-depth study of the professional woman in a relationship. She's an expert on depression, women's issues, attaining happiness, and so much more.
You got a gift, my friend.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Now, here's Dr. Frieda Birnbaum,
Living Out Loud.
We are talking about different topics today. One of which is Cosby. What is going on with him? He's finally admitting to having drugged one person. What about all these other women who are coming forward and talking about their experiences? I guess it's just a time to wait and see what he is willing to confess and what he is not. So
Right, before we go in, we're going to go in and talk a lot more about Dr. Frieda, but beginning of the program with the music, we want to make sure that people know where they can contact you, and that is drfrieda.com. And you know, I know people want to hear about the exploration about Cosby, but we have a real wonderful guest readily available right now. I'll do an introduction to him. His name is Marco Aguilar. He is the CEO of thepowerofvacation.com. Dr. Frieda, for over 17 years, he's been trying to tell people, express to people about the power of vacation, how mentally healthy it can be. So without further ado, Marco, are you there?
I'm right here. Brian, thank you.
Welcome to our show. This should be a fun show.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm really great, and I'm looking forward to talking about vacations. I think at this time we can all use one. So give some great...
Absolutely.
Yeah, Where would you want to go on vacation if you had a choice?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, there's so many places. I would like to go all over the world. But in the case of your listeners, what I suggest doing is following their passion. In other words, what is it that drives them? What is it that they dream of? What is it that the things that they probably wanted to do ever since they were kids and they never got a chance to do it. Vacation is a perfect opportunity to do that.
That's true, and it's sad that we don't go ahead and listen to this wonderful advice just to leave. It's very hard to stop everything you're doing and rearrange yourself and then go ahead and say, you know what, I'm going to leave this all behind. And it'll all be here, but let me just go now. So it's great advice, and we all need to be able to explore, as you're saying, and there's many, many places to go to as well. So what is it that you are telling us about relationships, wellness, spiritual growth? Are you saying that all comes from going on vacation?
Well, vacation can play a big role in improving all of that. Unfortunately, nowadays in the U.S., over 430 million vacation days are going unused every year. That's over 430 million. It's crazy. And, of course, that translates into people not living a happy, healthy life. It's affecting overall wellness. It's affecting relationships. And it's also affecting creativity and productivity. So people really need to take time off and plan their vacations accordingly and go and have fun and enjoy life, because vacations and traveling in particular can bring a lot of magic, can bring a lot of transformation, and people are really robbing themselves from all of that when they don't take all their vacation.
You know, what about the people who come back exhausted from a trip? How do you make sure, as soon as I go on vacation, I come back, I'm even more tired. I'm just happy to be home. What do you do with people like
that? Yeah, what's happening a lot also is that because people are not taking vacations frequently, like, you know, they're not taking a few days off every quarter. They wait till they're really burned out to take their vacation. All they want to do is go to the beach and lay in the sun and do nothing. And it's a combination of factors. Many times people drink too much when they're away. People travel. They take the first flight out, usually, you know, 7 in the morning, 6 in the morning, meaning you have to get up at 3 in the morning or 2 in the morning. By the time you get to that beach, you're already exhausted. And, you know, again, people hang out in the sun too much. They get dehydrated. They stay up all night and they drink too much. And they obviously come back exhausted. And that's one of the reasons why the next time they want to go on vacation, they think about it twice. That's what I call the vacation rat race. And that's one of the reasons why people are not taking the vacation. So what I suggest is take vacations regularly, you know, once a quarter at least, if you can, you know, get away for at least a long weekend, a Wednesday through Sunday or Thursday through Sunday kind of thing, and really disengage from work. Also, a lot of people remain, you know, they continue to work when they're on vacation. They're checking emails every day. They're replying to their bosses, to their clients. They don't let people know that they're going to be away, so they continue to get all these emails and stuff, and people do not really disconnect. So you really need to disconnect to reconnect with yourself, to reconnect with your loved ones, and to reconnect with life. So, and also one of the things that I suggest is just doing something different. You know, try to stay away from that beach vacation because, like you said, people come back even more exhausted. So try something different. Go to a place that will bring you inspiration. One of the options is try the national parks and take it easy. Relax. Don't try to accomplish a lot. Do some things, but leave some time just to relax, to admire the scenery, to maybe meditate, to express a little gratitude, to look at the sunset, and just be with yourself.
What about the idea of taking a staycation, which means, you know, the other day I went away for a couple hours and then I came back, I was relaxed. What do you think of that idea, just not going anywhere, but just taking it easy around your regular area of environment that you're familiar with?
A lot of people are also taking staycations, and unfortunately they're using them to clear the clutter around the house, to clean the garage. Maybe they just go to the local park for a couple of hours. And quite frankly, I'm not a big fan of that. I personally suggest traveling because really when you stay home and you stay in the office, you cannot expect for things to be different. Albert Einstein once said that you cannot do the same thing over and over again and expect different results. So in order to achieve some personal transformation, to have some breakthroughs, and to have some unexpected magic show up, you really need to step out of your comfort zone, step out of your everyday life, travel. Even, and traveling doesn't mean going to the other side of the world. It can be going to a city a couple of hours away. It could mean, like I said, going to a national park or a state park near you, and just doing something different. Because when you do something different, different things are bound to happen. And I like using the word magic a lot because in my personal experience, a lot of magical things have happened to me when I've been out traveling. I've met people that have offered me jobs, that have offered me business opportunities. I've met, you know, really nice people that have become friends of mine for life. So I'm not a big fan of the staycations. If you need to clear clutter, clean the garage, maybe set aside 1 hour every day during the week to do that. Instead of watching TV for hours, start doing some of the things that you need to do around the house. Staycation, I only suggest it if you're doing something big like moving to a different house, if you're doing a major renovation and you really need to spend, you know, an entire day or two working on that. But if it's just to clear your desk at home or your kitchen or whatever. Do that during the week and set aside some real quality time for your vacation.
You know, it sounds like almost as if your brain is being rewired from what you're telling us to think differently. So you get unstuck.
Yes.
You know, we get so stuck with our routine. So you're saying that when you come back, you're also enables your can't even speak, but it enables you to get unstuck with your routine, with your daily activity by just being away.
Yes, as a matter of fact, research shows that the 2 weeks after you come back from a two-week vacation, you are at your most creative, and you just see things differently. A lot of the problems that you have at home or at the office, all of a sudden you see the solutions to them. You see different options. So it just definitely clears your mind. And that's why also when people go to the beach and do nothing for a week, when you're laying there many times, you continue to think about your everyday problems. You need to do different things, try out different things. It could be a sport. It could be, like I said, whatever you've always wanted to do in your life, do it during your vacation time. And that will also take your mind to a different place, to a different state. And when you come back, you'll come back refreshed and more creative.
How often would you recommend someone to take a vacation? You said every couple of days a month, or how often would you recommend?
Well, it all depends on how much vacation time every person has. You know, obviously the more the merrier, but it's also recommended that you at least take 2 weeks straight. A lot of people take, you know, long weekends, Thursday to Sunday or Friday to Sunday often, and that is great. You know, if that's what you can do, it's fantastic. But really, to get the full benefits, physically, mentally, spiritually, you really need to take at least 2 weeks off. So some people might do that once a year. Every year. So you might do that once a year. If you can do maybe once a week, 1 week during the first half of the year, and maybe 2 weeks during the second half, try to split it up. But to get full benefits, you really need to get away for 2 full weeks.
2 or 3 weeks, or as the European people, the month of August. That sounds fabulous, and I wish that we could all do this. Also, there are people that when they do come back, they're disappointed. They really want to go back. Is that a statement? Is that saying they're in the wrong place, that they don't even want to come back to where they were to begin with?
Yes, absolutely. Vacations, I mean, when you take a real vacation, a two-week-long, 10-day-long or more vacation, and you really have time to think about yourself and get inspired. And many times people find that they are not in the right work, in the right job. I have a friend, this is really an interesting case. He went on a cruise with his wife, and they've been married for over 20 years. And on that cruise, they realized that they were not happy, and so they got divorced. The moral of the story, even though it sounds at first like it's a sad story because they went on a cruise and it turned out against them, actually, at the end, they found happiness but by not being together and finding, you know, other people for their lives.
That's interesting. So you're saying this could be replaced with therapy. Instead of going to therapists, go on a vacation with your loved one and see if you want to still continue. I mean, that really cuts a lot of time in talking about your problems. That's interesting. You're going to take away my profession, but that's okay.
But, you know, in many cases I do say that a vacation could be the best medication. Not in all cases, but in many it could be.
So you've taken a lot of vacations, and you're saying we should try all kinds. There isn't one really the best because each one gives you different experiences. Is that right?
That is correct, and it depends on each person. I mean, I cannot say that, you know, if you hate camping, go camping. You know, it's up to each person's individual interests and feelings and likes. But even if you don't like camping, but you like the outdoors, you could still, there's a lot of opportunities out there. My wife, for instance, she doesn't like camping. Her vision of camping is not during the four seasons, but at the four seasons. So she enjoys the outdoors, but at nighttime, she likes to go back to a nice, clean, comfy hotel bed. And there's many places where you can do that. Like, for instance, in Miami, you can stay in a very nice hotel and go to the Everglades National Park for the day, or to Key Biscayne National Park for the day and get an outdoor experience and come back and have a really nice hotel stay at night.
So do you also recommend if you're seeing somebody and you want to see if this person's the right one for you, that you go away together and see if the relationship works?
You know, traveling together, it's a perfect experience. It really shows your true self, and I do suggest that. You really get to know people when you're traveling, even friends, relatives, everybody. When you're traveling with others, you really get to know them.
That's such a good, important statement. I hope people who care about each other when they leave come back feeling the same way. So that could be you know, very telling. It could be scary because you're right. Going on vacation is a microcosm of what is going on with how you feel about making decisions, what you enjoy, how supportive you are of the other person, how giving you are. It's true. It's extremely important. Did you talk about that in your book?
Yes, absolutely. You know, actually, the idea of taking a vacation is with your loved ones is that the relationship will grow stronger. A lot of people, we're so caught up in our daily chores and work and everything, people are not spending the right amount of quality time with their children, with their spouses, and a vacation is the perfect time for that.
So a vacation heals unless there's something wrong, and then it reveals. So it's either
exactly.
One or the other. It's
and Marco and Dr. Frieda, I'd like to ask you both. Oh, sorry, I want to ask you both a question. Marco, you've observed the United States, and you see that there are people in this country that are overworked and they don't take any vacation. I was wondering if I can get both your perspectives on the long-term detrimental impact of not taking a vacation or not taking any time off. Do you feel that it actually hinders economic activity across the world when people are just working all the time and not taking any time off?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's affecting things like, you know, the cost of healthcare. People get sick more often. And there's, you know, nowadays there's a lot of talk about certain diseases like cancer having a psychosomatic relation, and because people are stressed, they're overwhelmed with everything that's going on. So, and you know, you look at the European countries, and for instance, the Germans, they have close to 6 weeks off every year, and they really take big advantage. Most of Europe shuts down for the summer, August. I mean, you go to Italy, you go to France, you go to Germany, to Austria, and except for those travel-related businesses, everything is closed, and people are away, and they're traveling, and they're enjoying life, and they're learning, because also vacations should be a learning experience. So it is affecting definitely, you know, productivity. People are staying away from their jobs more because they get sick. It's affecting everything. The U.S., unfortunately, has become no vacation nation. And hopefully, you know, this will change. 59% of Americans actually feel vacation deprived. It's crazy. The Declaration of Independence talks about the pursuit of happiness, not the pursuit of 24/7 work.
You're right. And, you know, What's interesting about all this is that they've done such research that they're saying that the brain cortex is actually thicker when you play more, and that you think faster and you're smarter, and there are more brain connections. I mean, you name it. It's almost as if it should be mandatory when you are working, that that's part of your employment, and that they, you should get paid so you can come back and do a better job. And I suspect from people like you and the book that people would read, that that could help us all go in that right direction, because we absolutely need it. And it's a medicine that the doctors should prescribe. When you walk in, the first thing they should say is, have you taken a vacation lately? And then go from there. But anyway, it's been a real pleasure having you. Could you give us your website where people could reach you?
Yes, it's thepowerofvacation.com. Again, that's thepowerofvacation.com.
Thank you so much, Marco.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
It's been a delight. Thanks so much for being on the show. Appreciate it. Great show.
So, Ryan, Dr. Frieda, Power of Vacation, what was the most fascinating aspect of that interview for you?
The most fascinating, that it's you're doing something that's fun for you and it's good for you, which is great to have both of them at the same time. So that's something I have to remember. How many vacations do you take, Ryan?
I don't take many. I rarely do. I think I'll do once a year, and that's because I do it because my wife wants to. I do, and that's why I do it. If it was up to me, I wouldn't really do it. I think I would just take a day here and a day there.
All right, so I'm going to ask you the question you wanted to ask, or you wanted me to ask. Why is it you take so few vacations, Ryan?
Well, I think something you actually addressed is because I have a responsibility to people in a business, and I want to make sure that they're always being serviced. And my partner Mark and I, we do the same thing. We don't want to miss a day or miss an opportunity, and it's very hard for us to miss time because it's a business, it's a commitment, and it's also a personal and emotional investment. It's an emotional and personal connection when we see the people that we work with do well.
But if we all take this vacation at the same time,
then I guess it would be fun. I think we feel a lot better then. We'd feel a lot better. And when I came back from a recent
vacation, that's what I do in therapy, Ryan. That's what we do. We tell our patients when we're going to take off, and they all take off at the same time. So everybody's happy. I think that's. Would you be willing to do that? No.
Yes, if you're willing to take a vacation, I'll take it at the same time with you.
I doubt it. I don't believe you.
No, I actually would. I would. No, I'd do it. I'd have to get Mark on board with it too.
Carried away, believe me, you'd be in the news.
Yeah.
Dr. Frieda, we have
a few minutes left. I was wondering, do you have any interest in discussing what it meant with the Bill Cosby revelations? Because that was really shocking, and a lot of people now may have been completely changing their perspectives on it. I was wondering when that announcement came out, that Cosby did say on public record that he did use drugs while committing sexual abuse of somebody's woman. How did that impact you? Like, what was your initial reaction to it?
Well, I think we're all disappointed. He's been our hero. He's shown us that all racial barriers were open to everyone having wonderful relationships, values, support system, and we all watched the Huckabees, and we all loved being part of that. But, he is different. He's the actor. But then again, he is not a sociopath, as people say, because he does have feelings for his community, for his cast members, for his family, for his children. So he is someone who has more or less split personality with the way he thinks. He was able to look at his dating experiences and drugging these women and sexually abusing these women without thinking twice about it. And I'm wondering if it wasn't part of the experience in the 70s at the time. I'm not supporting it because it is a crime to take control over somebody else's body, and these women didn't know it was happening, of course. So it's very disturbing to see that our hero really needed intervention and needed someone to tell him that this is responsibility that is not being held upright, and he needs to be either be punished for what he's doing, straighten himself out, and really he got away with criminal behavior.
Yeah, I guess it was pretty shocking, and it's only going to get progressively worse. It seems that the media storm on this is pretty intense. And Dr. Frieda, we only have a few minutes left, but where can people learn more about you?
Well, they can learn more about me by looking on my website, Dr. Frieda, and there they could see my radio shows, my television appearances, and my comments on what's going on in the media today.
Okay. Well, we'll be back here this coming Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time with two great shows. I'm really interested and fascinated to hear what you have to say, because the news rapidly changes. And, you know, every time there's a big breaking story like Cosby or another breaking celebrity event or even event on the political front, you know, Dr. Frieda Birnbaum is going to be right there offering the best psychological analysis possible.
I appreciate it, and I'd like everyone to know that Cosby really has a split personality, and we haven't heard about that yet. We do need to talk more about that. But anyway, I'm waiting for you to go on vacation. Let me know when you're going.
Will
never
do.
Never.
All right. We'll see you back here next time on Living Out Loud. But thank you,
bye-bye.
Dr. Frieda. Talk to you soon. Bye.